Hello, this is Ella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy 4 a.m. This is Critter Consortium. You just heard For the Birds by the Juliana Hatfield Three, which is a band that my dad absolutely loves. I've seen her, like, at least twice at this point. She's great. But today, my little theme is going to be songs that were or should have been in season one of Grey's Anatomy, because that was a show that was integral to my youth. I should not have been watching that when I was 12, but I was. And it honestly low-key shaped my music taste, because, like, I don't know, I listened to a lot of this stuff. It's a very specific, like, I feel like quirky, like, 2000s, like, genre of music that I honestly really like. So that one wasn't in the show. I'm gonna play a few that were and some that weren't, but yeah, so let's get into it, I guess. You just heard Fools Like Me by Lisa Loeb, and before that you heard Portions for Foxes by Rilo Kiley, which, like, that song launched me into actually listening to more of their stuff, and, like, they're really good. I want to see them in concert or something. But anyway, those songs were both in the first episode of Grey's Anatomy. It's so iconic. I need to rewatch the first season. But Portions for Foxes, like, it was when Meredith was leaving her house and going to the hospital for her first day of work. It was iconic. It really was. But yeah, this next one is one that was not in Grey's Anatomy at all, but it really should have been. Well, it couldn't have been. I think it was released, like, way after. But if it had been released, you know, in the right time frame, it would have been featured. It has the exact same vibe. But anyway, let's get to it.
I wanna be calm like the soft summer rain.
You just heard Song Beneath the Song by Maria Taylor, and before that you heard Circle the Drain by Soccer Mommy, which I think fits the vibe of Grey's Anatomy Season 1 very well. I can just imagine, like, you know, Meredith, like, crashing out to that song. Anyways, I guess I will read a PSA for you now, because why not? So, our PSA today is called Be a Hero. The need for blood is constant, from accident victims and premature babies to cancer patients and those with blood disorders. Everyday heroes like you can help save up to 3 lives with just 1 blood donation. Be a hero. Donate blood. Make your appointment today. Visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. So, you know, why not? Be a hero. Anyways, let's listen to some more.
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand. It's the thought that moves you upward, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach. When your friends, they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure set upon slow release.
That was Evil by Interpol, and before that you heard The Execution of All Things by Riley Kiley again. I mean, Evil is just like, I feel like that's the ultimate like dancing around a room song, you know? I love it. I'm such a Grey's Anatomy. I didn't even finish like the whole show. Like I stopped after, you know, spoiler alert, after Derek died. Or actually maybe I watched a few more seasons, but I still remember that one scene where they're, like, dancing in Meredith's house to this song. But it's, like, the ultimate, like, I don't know. I need to dance to this song one day, you know? That's on my bucket list, I guess. But, yeah, the next one is, well, yeah, the Execution of All Things is another one that was not in Grey's Anatomy, but, you know, should have been. Because I feel like Riley Kiley really suits the vibe. But yeah, this next one is also one that was not in Grey's Anatomy, but I think matches the vibe of the first few seasons pretty well, so yeah. You just heard Leaving in Coffins by Sap, and before that, The Universe is Going to Catch You by The Antlers. Which, shout out to my friend Lindsay for showing me that song. I love that one. But yeah, I love Leaving in Coffins. The little, you know, bleep bloop vibe is so, it's so Grey's Anatomy season one. I love it. Anyways, the next one is one that, actually, I don't know when this came out, but it fits the vibe, so it wasn't in it, but it fits the vibe.
So serene, fell apart at the seams. You know what it's like. could never love anyone but the freaks who suspect they could never love anyone.
That was Save Me by Amy Mann, and before that was I Wish I Never Met You by Baby Girl. I don't know where I heard Save Me by Amy Mann, but I've never heard that song before, like, maybe a month ago. And it must have been in, like, a movie or a TV show or something, but I literally cannot figure out what it was. Because apparently it's from a movie called Magnolia, but I have never watched that, and I know it's, like, not... It's definitely from something else. I just don't know what it's from. So I'm trying to, like, figure that out right now. But anyways, yeah. I like that one. That's definitely a Grey's Anatomy vibe. I don't know. Just, like, her voice is very much, you know, Grey's Anatomy. And then I Wish I Never Met You is so, like, Derek and Meredith when they, like, temporarily break up and then get back together and, like, all this stuff. So, I don't know. It's just the vibe. But anyways, I'm going to play you more Rilo Kiley while I try to figure out where I heard that song, because it's freaking me. It's baffling me, honestly. It really is. But
if I could realize I'd die, then I would be a lot nicer. Used to believe in a lot more. Now I just see straight ahead. That's not to say I don't have good times. Yeah.
All right, that was Science versus Romance by Rilo Kiley. And to end it off, I have an incredibly classic Grey's Anatomy song for you. But before I go, this is Ella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's almost 5 a.m. We're nearing the end here. This has been Critter Consortium. I won't be here next week because I will be in Cape Cod living it up. But, you know, I hope everyone has a great rest of the night. And here is Somewhere Only We Know by Keen Can. But this is the most, in my opinion, the most classic Grey's Anatomy song there is. So, on that note, good night and hope you enjoy this one.
I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to be.